Around the World in 80 Days by Jules Verne, narrated by Alfred Costa. Chapter 1, in which Phileas Fogg and Passepartout accept each other, one as master, the other as man. Mr. Phileas Fogg lived in 1872 at number 7, Savile Row, Burlington Gardens, the house in which Sheridan died in 1814. He was one of the most noticeable members of the Reform Club. Though he seemed always to avoid attracting attention, an enigmatic personage to whom little was known, except that he was a polished man of the world. People said that he resembled Byron, at least his head was Byronic. But he was a bearded, tranquil Byron, who might live on 1,000 years without growing old. Certainly an Englishman. It was more doubtful whether Phileas Fogg was a Londoner. He was never seen on the Change, nor at the bank, nor in the counting rooms of the city. No ships ever came into London's docks, of which he was the owner. He had no public employment. He had never been entered at any of the inns of court, either at the Temple, or the Lincoln's Inn, or the Gray's Inn. Nor had his voice ever resounded in the Court of Chancery, or in the Exchequer, or the Queen's Bench, or the ecclesiastical courts. He certainly was not a manufacturer, nor was he a merchant or a gentleman farmer. His name was strange to the scientific and learned societies, and he never was known to take part in the sage deliberations of the Royal Institutions, or the London Institutions, the Artisans Association, or the Institution of Arts and Sciences. He belonged, in fact, to none of the numerous societies which swarmed in the English capital, from the Harmonic to that of the Entomologist, founded mainly for the purpose of abolishing pernicious insects. Phileas Fogg was a member of the Reform, and that was all. The way in which he got admission to the exclusive club was simple enough. He was recommended by the barons, to whom he had open credit. His checks were regularly paid, as sight for his account current, which was always flush. Was Phileas Fogg rich? Undoubtedly. But those who knew him best could not imagine how he had made his fortune. And Mr. Fogg was the last person to whom...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?